Tēnā koutou te whānau, this is the Māori Millionaire Disclaimer. For your information, this is not investing advice and it should not be taken as such. This is all general education for just general purposes. I'm here to help share my experiences and educate you guys as much as I can, but it is not financial advice, so please do not take it as such. Ngā mihi. Māori ora e te whānau, happy Tuesday and welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahukura Boynton tōku ingoa, hiri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, ngai tūhoi te whakatohia hoki, and I am your host for this podcast, Māori Millionaire. Tēnā koutou katoa. If you're new here, then welcome, and if you have been here before, then welcome back. Today we have a exciting episode. I say this goddamn every single week, but it is incredible stuff that we are talking about every single week. It's so important that whānau are learning about personal finances, investing, and entrepreneurship. But yeah, I've got an awesome episode today, and it is a Finance 101, where to get started to improve your financial situation. Make sure to stick around to the end of the episode because I have some exciting stuff about Goldie, which is an investment platform in Aotearoa. But without further ado, let's just get on to today's podcast episode. Before we get started, of course, I need to let you know that I actually already recorded this episode maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and it's still available to listen to, but I wanted to do an updated version because I've grown, my podcast has grown, there's all these new people here listening, and I wanted to share an updated version of this content. So this is a new re-recorded episode. I actually haven't listened to that episode in a while, so I'm kind of just made some stuff up. I just sat here and I listed out some things I would do if I was just getting started on my finance journey, and this is basically it. So I've summarized it to 7 key things that you can work on, and I think this is a great place to start if you don't know what you're up to. So the first thing that I would get started doing is my budget. You need to know exactly how much pūtea is coming in and where it is going. I see so many people trying to go, I really want to have more money. I want to have more money and not be broke at the end of every week. And I say, how much do you earn and what are your expenses? And they say, I don't know. You need to know where your money is going and how much is coming in. You can't really make plans for having more if you don't even know where you're going wrong. And I think it's probably the same in terms of your home order. Like, if you say you wear like a blind mask every day and, you know, someone else is feeding you and you don't know what you're eating every day and then you're wondering why you've gained weight or why you've lost weight, if you don't know what you're eating, you know, that's a big part of it. And so with your money, it's exactly the same. You need to know where the money is going, where it's coming in, how much is coming in. It's just like the basic level stuff you have to do to get started. And then the second thing that I would really encourage whānau to do is actually set some goals right at the beginning. I want you to get a piece of paper out and just think, if money were no barrier, what would I do? How would I live my life? How would I make decisions in my life? Would I have a job? Would I work? Would I run a business? Would I be living in an owner-occupied house? Would I own my whare? Would I own rental properties? Write out your dreams if there were no financial limitations. Be ambitious. Be crazy. Think over the top and write these down. And the reason I'm suggesting you do this is because you need a vision. You need to have something that you're working towards. And this is all about this kaupapa, Starting With Why, which is a book that I've read and I've talked a lot about it and the learnings that have come from it. But I would really recommend you read that book if you're interested. Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Great book. But the key here is that you need to know why you're doing what you're doing. So for me, my dream life is in summer. I hate winter. I absolutely cannot stand it. And so my dream life is to live 6 months in New Zealand, like during our warm period, and then to go somewhere else for another 6 months, like to the Aussie summer or the islands or something like that. Like, I hate winter so much. And so I don't want to live in winter. I just want to be in the sun all the time. That's one of my big goals. And then another one is that I want to own my own house, but I also want to be a landlord and I want to be a real estate investor, and I want to own properties and be able to provide, you know, accommodation for people. So I have these really big visions and these big goals, and those are just two small parts of it, but I have a humongous vision for what I see for my own future, and these things keep me driving. So when I'm having a rough day, when I'm tired, when I'm exhausted, and when I just can't be bothered, I refer back to my big vision, because that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me going, like, oh, actually, you know, I have to do this, and I've got a plan. It's like 5 years of, you know, going really hard on these goals, and then I believe at the end of that I'll be able to be, you know, somewhat closer to that dream or that vision. That is my intention. So number one, you need to have a budget. You need to know exactly how much money is coming in and where it is, where it's going. Number two, you want to set some goals that are just crazy and ambitious. And I think you need to have a vision, you need to have a dream, but second to that, you do need some kind of realistic goals. So you have this big vision. So say you've got a piece of paper, I would say fill up the top three quarters with this amazing vision you have and what you're up to and what you want to do and why you want to do it and all those types of things. And then the bottom quarter, I want you to actually just put three realistic goals. So say you have $10,000 worth of debt, I want to be debt free in 18 months, you know, whatever it might be. And then it could be, I want to buy my own house. So my financial goals at the moment are buying my first house. Like, that is my biggest goal. I am working so hard to achieve this. This is the dream. And that's at the bottom. And then my big vision is obviously the summer to summer thing and all of those types of things. So I'd really recommend you start with your budget. Then number two, start setting some goals, be ambitious, be crazy, but then also have some realistic goals. Number three is about reducing your expenses as much as you can. This wealth journey is going to take a long time. It's not going to happen in 1 year. It's not going to happen in 6 months at all. This takes a long time. And I've actually, when I was 18, I set this goal that I was going to be a millionaire by the time I was 25. So that's 7 years. And that's only because I had already been working on this, like, with my mindset prior to starting this business. But what I'm saying is that building wealth takes a long time. And so for the short term, for the next, you know, 5 years, you want to be quite frugal and you want to spend as much money as you can on investing and growing your business, growing your wealth and educating yourself. And so you need to have spare cash flow to do that. So if you are a low income household, you don't have much savings, you don't have any investments, but you're at the takeaway shop every week, or you are all vaping, or you go out for dinner a lot and all those things, then it's probably not the best idea. If you are on a mission to grow wealth and to grow putia, then you want to, in the short term, cut as many of those frivolous, you know, costs out. I'm not saying all of them, and I really need to, you know, make sure you understand that I'm not saying all of them. There is definitely space in your budget to have some, you know, fun. And I definitely do that. I always have my fun budget, which I love, because who doesn't like fun? But overall, the big things that you can reduce expenses on, I'd really encourage you to do that. So think about food and how much money you spend on Kai. So when I was at the start of my journey, I would eat out at takeaway shops quite a lot. I would just stop at the dairy all the time. I was just doing dumb stuff with my money. And then I realized if I just buy groceries once every 2 weeks and I just food prep, like, I save so much money. So that's what I do now. Addiction. So when I did a finance audit, I realized that I was spending about $20-$30 on vapes a week, which is about $1,000 to $1,500 a year. That's enough to go on a holiday. Would I rather the holiday or would I rather vape? And those were the questions I was asking myself. So I want you to go through this exercise and ask yourself these questions, like, where are you spending your money that could be spent in a better way? Do you have any addictions that, you know, could be dealt with in another area, you know, through counseling or something that could mean you could have more money to invest in your future and your financial well-being? So yeah, that's the first one. First one, budget. You need to know where it's coming in, where it's going out. Number two, set some ambitious goals, set some realistic goals. Number three, you want to reduce expenses where you can, and just be a bit mindful of where you're spending your money. And the thing that I think about a lot is that I have savings and investments and stuff, but I'm more like money conscious or more careful with my money than people who have less money than I do. And I always find that, you know, quite weird. Like, I know there's people who live paycheck to paycheck who have absolutely no money left over. Sorry about my dog. Who have no money left over, but they are, you know, spending money here and there and everywhere. And so what you can actually see with people who have more money, they're more careful with their puta and where they're spending it. So that's a very good tip. Then number four is to work on or think about how you might be able to increase your income. So for me, I started this journey when I was 18, starting this business, and this was one of the ways that I was increasing my income, was by starting a business. It took me a full 8 months of running a business before I started making any money, but that was definitely a ride to take, like some lessons to learn, a journey to take. And the reason for that is that you can't just like click your fingers and make money. That's not how it works. You have to go on a journey. You have to learn a bit. You have to understand how things work. If you want to start a business, you got to understand how businesses work and the administration of it. It's not just an easy journey like people think it is. It does take some work. It does take some effort to be able to learn how to create an extra income stream or multiple income streams by that matter. But it is definitely something you can do. I am on my way of re-recording all the old podcast episodes that I had at the beginning, and one of them is about side hustles and how you can increase your income, so just stay tuned for that episode because I'm going to go more into detail about how you can increase your income. But just for now, I would kind of keep in mind and think about things that you're better than the average person at doing. So for me, it was learning about money and learning about investing and all of these things. Like, I have on average only a little bit more knowledge about this space than the average person does, and that's because I'm interested in it, that's because I care about it, and I think money's just so interesting, and so I know a little bit more, and therefore I can start a business doing it, because everything else you can learn. When I started this business, I knew like literally a little tiny bit, and over the journey I've learned so much more, and I go to events and I learn more and more. Like, don't be afraid. If you're not an expert at something, you can still get started, you can still learn as you go. Like, it's, you can do whatever you want to do. Number five is around education. You need to understand that there is something called ignorance debt, and this is, so let's say you make 50 grand a month. Sorry, 50 grand a year. You want to make $1 million a year. The difference between 50K and $1 million is $950,000. That means that every single year you are paying ignorance debt of $950,000, because that is the cost of you not knowing how to make $1 million a year. So the only way to be able to get rid of ignorance debt is through action and learning. You will learn eventually how to make money, but if you're at the start, you've got all this ignorance debt. So that's why number five is education. You need to understand what you're up to. You need to understand how things work, how money markets work, how you can make more money and how you can grow it. But you can't do that without putting in the effort, learning about these things. Create a habit of listening to podcast episodes every single day. Like, if you're at the gym and you're listening to music, this is time that you could be spending learning about becoming wealthy. So if you want to become wealthy, then what are the actions you're doing that aren't allowing you to do that? If you're wasting time doing other things, then, you know, maybe rethink about where you're spending your time and how useful this is, because building wealth is not an easy task. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of dedication, and it kind of consumes your life if you are on this journey. For example, like, a lot of what I do right now is all about building wealth. I spend a little bit of time with friends, but not that much time with friends. I work a lot. I work long hours. I'm tired all the time. But this is part of the journey, and it's something that I'm learning how to, you know, navigate. But education is key, and I think finding some resources that you resonate with is really helpful. So I watch a lot of YouTube videos of YouTubers who talk about wealth and how they're doing it. Alex Hormozy, Layla Hormozy, they're my favorites. So finding some people in this area that talk about business, that talk about money, find some people that you relate to and you resonate with that could help you to grow wealth. So that's number five. Number six is about networking. And the reason I have networking in here is because it's so important to being able to grow your money and grow your knowledge, grow your mindset. You are the average of the five people you mostly surround yourself by. So if you were to get out a piece of paper and you were to write down your five friends, write down their name and how much money they are worth, like what's their net worth. if you can estimate this, might be this person's worth, you know, their net worth. Write down all of them and then write down your name at the bottom as the sixth person. So I want you to write down, say if your first friend's worth 100k, then it's 0000000. So 100k divided by 5 is 20k. They have an average net worth of about 20k. I would bet your bottom dollar that you're probably worth around that. You are the average of those you surround yourself by. So when I list my friends down and I list how much money they have, I'm going to be the average of that. So if you want to increase your net worth, you need to increase the people you're hanging out with, because your net worth, your network is your net worth. It's really important that you're surrounding yourself by smart people, by ambitious people, by people who know or understand money and how this works. And the reason for that is because this rubs off on you. But you kind of have to be in a position that's like willing to give back to them in a way, because why would a rich person want to sit down and have coffee with you? You have to be providing some type of value. And that's what I was able to do with my business, where for some of these business owners, they naturally just want to help me and they don't really care about what they get out of it. And for others, it's that I actually have to either pay them or give them something, because their time is valuable, their time is money, and their time is important to them. So you've got to think about how you can do that. Could you start a little networking group in your town, which is like a business networking group? Or are there already networking groups in your town? Or are there already networking events that you're not attending? Just try to attend those, because those are going to be the places you meet people who will help you with your dreams. Number 7 is about mindset. Mindset is one of the most important parts of this picture, because mindset is what allows you to keep going, and mindset is what allows you to manifest a better reality. And so many people think that it's really woo-woo to talk about, you know, your mindset and how you're thinking about things, but I really, really disagree, and I really think that your mindset has the ability to change your whole entire life. And I say this as someone who has struggled with my own mental health in multiple different times, and I still do, but my mindset is key, because this allows me to push through on the days when I don't feel like it. I've had this huge mindset shift where I used to just, I would actually call them write-offs. I would call a day when I woke up and I felt like kaka a write-off. And I would say to my partner, I would say, oh, you know, today's a write-off. And he'd go, it's literally 9 a.m. Like, how's it a write-off? And I was like, nah, it's just done. The day is done. And what I learned through studying mindset and learning how to improve my mindset was that a bad thing can happen in the morning, but it doesn't mean that the whole day is ruined. Or it could be that you're going through a tough patch with your money at the moment. It doesn't mean that you're a loser or that you're bad with your money or that you suck, these are some of the thoughts I've had in the past. It means that my kitty isn't full and I still need to learn more and I can still improve. I think how we think about things is almost more important than what's actually happening. You know, if you're going through a really tough situation, but you're trying to stay positive and you're trying to, you know, think about it in a better way, you're going to end up feeling a lot better than if you're going through a bad thing and all you think about are bad things associated with that bad thing. Mindset is so important, and it's something that I really want everyone to hear, that it's so important and it changes things so much within your journey. Just to recap, I guess, about this episode, the first thing I would do if I was getting started with my money is my budget, and I need to understand how much money is coming in and where it's going. Number 2 is I want to set some really ambitious goals and then some realistic goals. Number 3 is we want to work on reducing our expenses. So how can we do this? The three biggest expenses in life are accommodation, transport, and food. So how can you reduce any of those three ones? Could it be that you choose not to have a car for a bit, or you choose to eat kai that is food prepped because it's cheaper, and you decide not to eat takeaways like kai kua te tikanga, but just making a decision about how you're going to reduce your expenses. Number 3 is about increasing your income. So I've got an episode to come on side hustles, but I would really look at how can you start a business, or how can you start making an extra income stream that's not in your normal 9-to-5, so that you can build more wealth. The next thing that I have on my list is number 5, and that is about education. You want to pay down your ignorance debt by learning more about how you can grow more wealth. So learn as much as you can, listen to podcasts, read books, just study about how you can grow wealth. Number 6 is networking. You want to be networking with like-minded individuals or individuals who are better than you. You want to be surrounded by people who know more, who do more, who have more than you, because that will rub off on you. Number 7 is about your mindset. So mindset is one of the most important things of this journey, and it is the thing that will allow you to keep going when the days are tough. But those are my 7 tips for today about how to get started with your personal finance journey. I hope you all really enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed recording it, and I'm so happy that we have an updated version. But yeah, that's us for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. Ngā mihi nui e te whānau. Ka kite! Thank you so much for listening to a new podcast episode. Today I have a very special announcement also that I wanted to share with you guys, and that is that I am an educator for Goldie. Goldie is a new investment platform that's just hit the markets in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I'm so excited to be an educator / consultant for them, because I truly believe that this is an exciting new method or way that they're kind of approaching this. And one of those things is that they are so here to tautoko Māori millionaire. And I've met with the founders and I've spoken to them, and I feel it. I feel that they want Māori millionaire to succeed, and they want whānau Māori to learn more about investing, entrepreneurship and personal finances, which is why they got in touch with me. So I wanted to share our code that we have, which is MMXGoldie, and the link to sign up to Goldie is in the description below. But if you use this code, you can get $20 in your investing account, which allows you to buy approximately 2 shares of gold. So each share is approximately $10, but it goes up and down depending on the market. But I have a lot more information coming out about investing in gold specifically, which I want you to keep your eyes peeled for. But for now, just sign up, make your account, and stay tuned for that information. For now, that's us today. I hope you all have a fantastic day. If you have any questions, any pāta, any comments, feedback on the podcast, then please just send me an email or send me a DM. tekahukura@mauriMillionaire.com is my email, or just send me a message on Instagram. Ngā mihi nui e te whānau, ka kite.